That's the ease at which you get information. You're always connected and informed. No waiting. So if you're living with diabetes and still using old tech and finger sticks to read your blood sugar, what are you waiting for? US Med carries continuous glucose monitors, which provide real-time readings of blood glucose levels, and accepts Medicare and over 800 private insurers. Visit usmed.com/radio today. That's usmed.com/radio today. And manage your diabetes as easy as...
Mesa Street Grill is the perfect place for happy hour, birthdays, engagements, anniversaries, date night, or business meetings. The ambiance is perfect for any occasion. Enjoy sipping your favorite glass of wine or premium signature cocktails at Mesa Street Grill. Relax and enjoy your cocktails and uniquely delicious appetizers in a classy pub-style bar or climate-controlled patio. Mesa Street Grill, the ideal destination for happy hour. Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Mesa Street Grill, simply sensational.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you with a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
It's the Single Storm Podcast.
During the pandemic, we saw a manner of things that we never thought we'd see in this country. We actually saw medical professionals saying to other medical professionals, oh, there's only one way to treat your patient, and you shall not practice medicine. You shall do what the government tells you. Folks, it got so bad that ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, those therapeutics that some physicians said they had tremendous amount of success with, they were being banned from being distributed in the states. The federal government was putting the heavy hand of government saying, you shall not practice medicine. Instead, insisting, threatening doctors and professionals with their livelihoods if they decided to actually do what they've always been allowed to do, which is practice medicine. We saw for the first time, at least in my lifetime, the government getting involved with a heavy hand of government in between the patient and the doctor. Well, I shouldn't say for the first time, because we remember then Obamacare. This was the big heavy hand of government laying the groundwork, the predicate, I would say, for the unprecedented actions taken by government during the pandemic. So they herded us, they shepherded us into these new therapeutics, these expensive therapeutics, remdesivir and the like. And then they moved us to taking these vaccines. And several claims were made about the vaccines, and I've got to be very clear about this. When the initial batch of vaccines were created, they were geared toward the wild-type virus. That was the initial strain of the China virus that everybody caught, courtesy of our friends in communist China. Because we know it escaped out of a lab there, at least the prevailing wisdom says it did. And then we know that Xi Jinping ordered the pandemic. He ordered 5 million of his citizens to leave to the four corners of the earth. The Trump administration security officials have confirmed that to the Chris Salcedo show. So we know that. So the original vaccines, the mRNA vaccines that were released, and the J&J vaccines, they were successful at stopping and curtailing the wild type variant of the virus. However, we've known this, doctors have known this, and this is why it's hard to vaccinate against viruses. It's because they mutate. And now we're on the Omicron, or what I would call the Xi variant, and now a variant of that. And the original vaccines can't keep up. You can't manufacture them quickly enough to gear toward the particular mutations. That's why you basically have a yearly vaccine for the flu, which is also a virus. And you're doing well if it's a 60% efficacy rate. And so too is it with the China virus. So much so that after the course of all of this, there have been some in government to protect their own worthless rear ends, I would imagine, who have come out and said, and Fauci, I think, is one of them, admitting Yeah, well, the vaccine doesn't stop transmission. Well, wait a minute. You said you take these vaccines and you're protecting grandma. Force it on the kids and you're protecting grandma and grandpa. So then he comes out and admits that it's not stopping transmission. Oh, and there's something else. It's not stopping infection. So if a vaccine doesn't stop transmission or infection, well, what's the good of it, right? Well, they're saying, well, it keeps you out of the hospital. It stops you from dying. And now there's differing data on that. So this has started many people in the legal realm going, whoa, 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 wait a minute. There were claims made about not only the vaccines, but the therapeutics by the various pharmaceutical companies. And, well, many of you are going to say, well, wait a minute, Chris, I thought I read the federal government indemnified Big Pharma. And they did. They indemnified Big Pharma from being sued by the federal government. They did not indemnify Big Pharma from being sued by the individual states. And that is the predicate of an investigation that has been launched by the state of Texas. The Attorney General, Ken Paxton, has launched an inquiry. They would like some answers to some questions. First and foremost, wait a minute, you made some claims about the efficacy of your vaccines, and we would like to know through your clinical studies, which you have not, by the way, released, we'd like to know what kind of results you were getting behind the scenes and whether or not you misrepresented what these vaccines would do. Attorney General Ken Paxton visits us next on the Salcedo Storm Podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to The Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
It seems the state of Texas is not in the mood to handle misrepresentations by big corporations. You can't get out there and say your product does X when it doesn't. Or maybe it does Y, or it doesn't do anything at all. And that seems to be the predicate on which the state of Texas is investigating now Big Pharma. Let's bring in the Texas Attorney General, Ken Paxton. Sir, glad to have you back.
Thanks for having me on.
We should point out at this point that Big Pharma has made billions and billions of dollars off the taxpayers. We should also point out that Big Pharma is protected from an investigation of this kind and also protected from litigation on the federal level, but not from the states like Texas. The folks over at Newsmax reached out for comment from Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, but we didn't hear back by the time we reached the air yesterday when we had you on television. So let me just ask you, under which law, under what predicate are you investigating these companies?
So much like most states, we have a Deceptive Trade Practices Act that allows me and actually requires me to look at whether corporations have misled consumers in promoting their products or in the how they work. And in this case, we obviously were affected in a pretty major way with these vaccines. People lost their jobs. Some people seem to get sick or have other consequences as a result. It would be nice to know what the pharma companies knew when they were producing this vaccine. If they knew any of this, maybe they didn't. We'll find out. That's what we want to know so that we can hold them accountable to what they actually told us, because it had this huge impact in our country and our state.
Now, the fact that certain of these pharmaceutical companies released the boosters, they released the boosters without any clinical trials on human beings, and then kept the results that they did have under wraps. They would not publish these results. Does that raise red flags for you?
Yeah, and that's part of the reason we started this investigation. You know, I'm being criticized by the Dallas Morning News because I'm wasting taxpayer dollars. But, you know, this is obvious. This is how we do our job. We've recovered millions and billions of dollars because of cases just like this when we actually took the time to ask them questions. All we're doing, is asking questions right now. We're not spending tons of money on litigation. If those questions don't come back answered the right way, then we can sue. We can get more information through discovery. So this is about transparency. This is about finding out what the truth is. Whatever that truth is, we want to know it.
Well, the Democrat Morning News doesn't. See, you have to understand, Mr. Attorney General, the stenographers over the Democrat Morning News, whenever big government says something, the Democrat Morning News says, you must do it. You must not question. And if you want, if the government says inject your children, the Democrat Morning News says, oh, you shouldn't ask any questions about what you're injecting your children with. Just do it. What you're injecting. So I'm glad you're inquisitive. I'm glad certain members of the press out there, which excludes the Democrat Morning News, the Houston Comical, and the majority of the biased press are actually asking the questions, looking out for we, the people, rather than looking out for big totalitarian government, which, as you know, Mr. Attorney General, the Democrat Morning News is focused on big government. Speaking of big government, I want to play a soundbite for you. Here is His Eminence, Dr. Fauci.
So it's easy to criticize, but they're really criticizing science. You're really attacking not only Dr. Anthony Fauci, you're attacking science. I'm the bad guy to an entire subset of people because I represent something that is uncomfortable for them. It's called the truth.
Okay, so the Democrat Morning News agrees with Dr. Fauci and says he is the science. Whatever he says, he farts and it's gospel. So we know, and the Democrat Morning News will publish it. Your probe questioning whether Big Pharma engaged in gain-of-function research. Now, we've already had it proven through documents released through Congress with members of Congress who have medical backgrounds, unlike the Democrat Morning News. They say these documents prove the NIH used our taxpayer dollars to fund gain-of-function research in communist China. Does your investigation at all swerve into Dr. Fauci's lane? Walk us through that whole process.
So our investigation will start out, we asked questions about their trials, about, you know, what they believed was going on at the time. When we get those answers back, hopefully they will answer the questions truthfully. And they have an obligation to do that under Texas law, or we can sue them for lying, and that can ultimately end up being on the criminal side. It may lead to other questions. I mean, look, Dr. Fauci sounds pretty arrogant saying he is science. That's pretty, in my opinion, a pretty arrogant statement for him to have made, that, like, if you disagree with him, you disagree with all science. We have a right to question him. He was a government official. And we have a right to hold him accountable for his decisions and look at why he made his decisions. So for him to say that, to me, is deflecting away from what might actually be a reality that is not good for him.
I want you to know, by the way, the Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton, on with us right now. I want you to know you're not the only one. Now, of course, the Democrat Morning News, the Houston Comical can give a rat's ass about we the people. But the European Union is actually starting to ask a lot of questions of these pharmaceutical companies. I'm going to play an EU member of parliament, a member of the European Parliament, and listen to his line of questioning to board people or officials from Moderna. Listen to this.
Answer from EMA, which is showing for every vaccine the kind of tests that were done. So in the case of Moderna, for example, you provided data showing that you tested these vaccines since 2017, 2018, 2019. So how were you able to test these vaccines? Back then, when we found out about this virus in December of 2019. Second question, the contracts. You mentioned here that there are some secrets or some confidential information in these contracts that should protect your interests. Now, the question that I address to you, what about the interests of us and the interests of the European citizens? Because this is how some of the pages from the contract between Moderna and the European Commission is showing. So I'm asking you, do you think this is fair?
Now, he's showing all of these redacted I mean, completely blacked out pages, Mr. Attorney General. So he's asking questions, and these pharmaceutical companies are saying, we don't want to answer. Now, is there some legitimacy in their objections saying, hey, we have proprietary information we don't want to share? Could that insulate them from an investigation like yours?
Well, it could potentially in the civil investigative demand part, but if we don't get answers, if they do not disclose to us the answers to the question that we're answering, we can then sue them. They can bring up their proprietary information and try to have it protected, but then we would have a chance likely to have a judge make a ruling on whether that's really proprietary information. And if it is, do we still have a right to know what the gist of that proprietary information is without disclosing trade secrets? So there are ways to get at that information. So I don't think they're going to be able to hide it forever. Obviously, ultimately depends on a court ruling, but I'm pretty confident we'll get to the bottom of this.
I want to pivot to another big issue that is harming Texas. You and a lot of conservatives have been trying to protect Texans. Guys like John Cornyn have been out there trying to undermine, with his omnibus vote, for example, to allow the free flow of illegal aliens into the United States and prohibiting our taxpayer dollars from stopping those illegal aliens. The oldest set of border crises, courtesy of the Democrats and fully funded by the likes of John Cornyn, the manhunt has ended for the illegal alien who shot and killed five people on our soil, including an 8-year-old child. The shooter has been identified as Francisco Oropeza. He has been deported 4 times and has reentered the country. That's a felony each time he's reentered the country illegally. Now, Mr. Attorney General, you know these are deaths that should never have occurred, and they wouldn't have occurred if Democrats had actually followed the law and Republicans like John Cornyn hadn't fully funded their lawlessness. Is this something that the state of Texas just has to take, or is there anything else we can do to protect our citizens from this flow that John Cornyn has collaborated with Joe Biden to impose on this state?
Well, it's pretty frustrating because we're living under federal law that is not being enforced, which is a violation of Joe Biden's constitutional duty to enforce federal law. And he's not just not enforcing it, he's doing just the opposite of it. He's encouraging illegal immigration, and he's aiding and abetting the cartels to get their as many people here as fast as possible. On the other hand, we are spending billions of dollars in Texas to do the best we can to arrest people that are violating state laws and prosecute them. But we can't prosecute people for violating federal law, especially when they are turned into the Border Patrol. The cartels turn these people into the Border Patrol and leave us out of the whole process. It's a pretty genius way to avoid or keep the states from having any impact at all. We're also obviously suing. We sued 16 times trying to get a federal court to step in and force the Biden administration to enforce the federal laws that were passed by Congress. So it's a really frustrating situation, largely because the Supreme Court has said we can't do anything beyond that. It's really where we're at right now.
If you were a senator, would you have voted for the $1.7 trillion omnibus that included language that prohibited $1.56 billion be spent to secure the border?
I would not have voted for that $1.7 trillion bill. I think it's a disservice to the people of Texas that any senator voted for it, including ours.
Yeah, I think I'm right there with you. I think it is a travesty, knowing the damage that's being done to the state of Texas. By the way, to Latino communities being wiped out as you and I speak, and another wave of Title 42 illegal aliens coming in, Mr. Attorney General. That's for sure. There's a left-wing reporter out there I know you know well. He is from one of these fringe sites. It's called the Quorum Report. It's left-wing. It's biased, like the majority of the press is, frankly. Actually, even worse than the majority of the press. They are accusing Governor Greg Abbott of being a racist for pointing out the accused shooter was in the United States illegally and that some of the victims were also here in the country illegally. For that, the left-wing opinion poster on Twitter said this about Greg Abbott, trying to say what his statement was all about, interpret for his left-wing readers. Quote, "We're sorry the governor's racist comment distracted from finding a murderer. Also, if the shooter was white, Abbott might be talking about a quick pardon," end quote. Now, I inquired of these left-wingers on this social media post on Twitter what race they thought illegal was. And these mostly anonymous lefties, they responded that everybody knows that illegal means Latino. Now, I am a third generation Latino. I'm a legal United States citizen. And I can attest, and millions of others can attest, that that is just stupid, a stupid statement for any left winger to make. Mr. Attorney General, aren't these left wing Democrats who assume illegal is Latino, aren't they the real racists?
I think so. I mean, to assume that, which is, as you said, absolutely false, to categorize people in a certain spot because of their race, that's the very definition of racism. And of course, they love to pull that card when they have no other argument to make and accuse Greg Abbott or anybody else of being racist when that has nothing to do with what Abbott's doing.
Absolutely. It has nothing to do with the rule of law. You're either in the country legally or illegally, and it doesn't matter what your color, the color of your skin is, or what nationality you are. It makes no difference. You're in the country illegally. Yemen, Pakistan, China, the Northern Triangle countries, Mexico, it doesn't matter. Let me ask your opinion about how session is going. The legislature, you and I have talked at length about having them craft a bill to defeat that disgraceful and disgusting criminal court of appeals ruling to actually allow you to actually enforce Texas law. But now the CCA is prohibiting you from enforcing Texas law. What has the session resulted? Anything that you're seeing that's positive, or have they not done enough in the Texas legislature?
Well, look, it's very simple. I need the authority to prosecute voter fraud, or we were going to lose the state. Counties like Travis, which is Austin, Harris County, Houston, El Paso, Bear, Dallas, we will lose. I mean, they can cheat, and we can't do anything about it. So the legislature has a bill in both House and Senate. The House version was not voted out of committee or even brought up for a vote by a Republican from my area named Jeff Leach. And the Senate version is being voted out of committee today and should be on the floor Thursday. And I'm pretty optimistic it'll be passed out of the Senate over to the House. So the House has already killed it once. If they kill it again, they are going to be responsible for, I think, an increase in voter fraud and potentially the loss of the state to the Democrats. And once the Democrats have it, they'll have control of the elections and we will not win it back.
Wow. Well, I think I think that a lot of folks ought to be paying. If you want your elections to matter, folks, if you don't want the Democrats to be able to cheat with impunity in the state of Texas, perhaps you ought to be giving your representatives a call. Last thing, I don't know where I saw this or read it, and maybe it was a gossip site, but I seem to recall there was an effort. There was talk of eliminating the Criminal Court of Appeals by statute and investing the Texas Supreme Court with both civil and criminal cases and making just one Supreme Court the way most states, actually every other state, does. Are you aware of this? Is that a possibility, or is it just something that's pie in the sky?
I think that from my understanding, the Supreme Court didn't want that authority. They didn't even want an appeal right. There was a bill that related to giving us appeal right to the Texas Supreme Court if there was a constitutional issue that the Court of Criminal Appeals got wrong, like this one. But my understanding is the leadership in the Supreme Court didn't want that authority, and so it's as far as I know, that idea is dead.
Okay, thanks for the update on that. 8 of the 9 Criminal Court of Appeals justices deserve to be impeached. They should have been impeached when they came down with this disgraceful ruling. That's still my position. I haven't changed that. Attorney General of the great state of Texas, Ken Paxton, thanks for all your good work.
Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate having me on, Chris.
That there puts a wrap on this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me and yourself a favor. Visit a couple of websites. TexasScorecard.com. That's number one. TexasScorecard.com. You'll find all the latest and greatest news in Texas. Plus, enterprising journalism you won't find anyplace else in the basket of biased press. Also, visit ChrisSalcedo.com. When you're there, you can drop me an email or a voicemail. You can learn how to book me for a speech. Also, check out the social media hookups for the Chris Salcedo Show and the Salcedo Storm podcast. We're everywhere. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. We're on Getter. Many other places. All one-stop shopping for you there at ChrisSalcedo.com. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth, we don't measure that worth by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. We measure a society's worth by how much power is reserved for you and me. In short, we, the people. You stay safe out there, my friends.
That's the ease at which you get information. You're always connected and informed. No waiting. So if you're living with diabetes and still using old tech and finger sticks to read your blood sugar, what are you waiting for? US Med carries continuous glucose monitors, which provide real-time readings of blood glucose levels, and accepts Medicare and over 800 private insurers. Visit usmed.com/radio today. That's usmed.com/radio today. And manage your diabetes as easy as...
Leftovers. Or... The DMV.
Number 97.
Or... House cleaning. Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.